You remember Bright Walls? Now we have Fright Walls. Is that true?
That is true. Good morning, Greg. How
Sean,
are you?
Sean Palmer's here. County National Bank fame. You're still there, aren't you?
No, I'm actually with Lally Group now.
Oh, you moved?
Yeah, yeah. I recently moved.
Yeah, I blew it.
That's
well, congratulations.
Right. Thank you so much, Greg.
Yeah, great. And Bun Dog is here, Karen Bunnell.
Yep. that's what they call me.
I shouldn't call you that. I just met you.
No, that's okay. We will know each other well enough probably by the end of this that you can go ahead and call me Bun Dog. Okay,
that's what they call you, right?
Yes, yeah, that's what the Bright Walls people call me. So you can just go ahead and use that too.
And you work at Barker Weber?
Yep, I work at Barker Weber off of Spring Arbor Road.
Okay. So, Sean, what's happening? What's this all about? Why are you here?
Well, we're here because someone during Bright Walls said the words Fright Walls, and we took that as an idea, and we definitely ran with it. So we created this trunk or treat, and we invited all of our sponsors from before to donate some candy for us. And we have, I think, over 20 businesses.
Yep. Yeah, we're about 20 or so businesses that we have right now and individuals. We have a couple of individuals who have signed up on their own. We've been getting Tiki Sam is going to be down there. So if you want some
where's
pizza.
Where's down where?
It's going to be downtown on Cortland at the festival site that we had this year.
Okay.
It's the main part of it is going to be in the parking lot where the stage was. And then we're just going to kind of be spread out throughout the walls. We're going to have people at each wall to kind of show the kids around. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I believe we said we'll have a DJ there as well.
Yep, Pro DJs is coming. So they'll be playing some Halloween music for the kids, and they'll probably throw some normal music in there too.
So if you haven't already had enough of Bright Walls this year and you would love some Halloween candy, then you should definitely come down and see us all dressed up and grab some candy and listen to some awesome tunes.
October 27th.
October 27th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Is that Halloween?
The Sunday before Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right.
We tried to schedule it away from all the other trunk or treats that are happening in town because we don't want to interfere with those schedules. And so this was the day that we found no one else had anything.
Well, there should be a lot of parking.
Yep. Yeah, because it's Sunday. So there's not a lot going on downtown on a Sunday.
Okay.
So there will be plenty of places to park.
So give us a wrap-up on Bright Walls.
Oh, geez, where to begin? Well, we had 21 new murals put in place.
That's amazing in itself.
I think we've had many stories written over us, and we just were awarded a diversity award through the
Human Relations Commission
for the Harold White Jew Senior.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. We attended that breakfast yesterday morning.
And,
it's just all been going great. You know, things have started to settle down for us, and we've started to actually go back to our normal lives of working our day jobs and then not going back and planning Bright Walls. So,
were you amazed at the turnout? I guess the crowd was enormous.
I think we were all amazed at having over 40,000 people in downtown Jackson throughout the festival. It was just, it was a crazy weekend. I don't think any of us expected it. We knew it would be bigger than we expected, but it turned out 100 times better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what happens next?
We don't know yet. We're still planning through all that and still making decisions.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Can you do it again next year? Or,
it's possible.
There are enough walls?
That's what we're looking at.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
You don't want to oversaturate the market with murals.
Right. Exactly.
Because then it's just every wall you look at is a mural, which nobody wants that, I don't think. So we're trying to be strategic about it and not overdo it, because it's very easily done to overdo anything.
So tell us about the young professional group, Bun Dog.
So Jackson Young Professionals, we've been around for about 5.5 years. I was not part of the founding group. I started probably about a half a year or so in. Sean's been in for about three or four years at this point, I think. And we're both on the Jackson Young Professionals board. Sean serves as the treasurer, and I serve as the social committee chair.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 90, I think, around 90 paid members. We meet once a month, go to different local businesses. We haven't been to K105 yet, I don't think, for a meeting.
What?
We haven't been to K105 for a meeting?
No, I don't think so. We haven't been out to... I don't know. We'll have to talk to the powers that be. And
see if we can get an invitation.
Yeah.
So here's what we're doing this month, though. For our large crew meeting, the third Thursday of every month, we like to meet at a new business.
Right.
And this month, we are going to the Greenwood Cemetery to tour it.
No.
So, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Since it is Halloween month, you know, we thought we'd kind of spice things up a bit and just go somewhere a little bit out of the box. And I think we might be doing like a little historical tour while we're there.
That's pretty much out of the box.
Yeah. And it's something that we haven't ever done before, is kind of even really do an outdoor space aside from Bright Walls. So it'll be really interesting.
So who's giving you a tour? Dobies?
I think it'll be the Parks Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We haven't asked Dobies for the tour at Greenwood Cemetery, but if he hears this now, maybe he'll give me
a call. Maybe he'll be there.
Yeah.
Roll out the red carpet. Interesting.
Yeah.
You guys must be always looking for new...
Of course.
Paying members.
Yep. Always looking for new members. It's about $50 a year to be a member. There's a handful...
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. And there's a handful of perks that you get as a member, which I believe they're probably listed on our website. But... It's a lot of fun. I've met a lot of my friends through there when I moved back to Jackson, and I didn't know a lot of people when I came back. It was just great to meet a lot of new people.
And it's a good group of movers and shakers to get you in the right place to be here in Jackson. So
tell me about the Lally Group, Sean. Come on.
Oh, geez. I started there as a staff accountant in early September, and it's just been nothing but a fantastic experience. You know, everyone there is just so great to work with.
Good group.
You know, Steve Patch and John Nowinski and Bradley Johncox, and there's two other partners, one in Lansing. We got Nathan Eads here in Jackson as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been awesome to be learning from them. And, you know, there's never a shortage of work here with all the small businesses we have.
Sure.
So it's been a really cool experience, and I'm getting ready for tax season. So
that's a busy.
Doing a lot of learning.
And busy time.
Trying to get ahead of the game. So
October 27th.
October 27th. We're still looking for more trunks. If anyone is interested in signing up to have a trunk and bring candy, they can contact us at our Jackson Young Professionals email, which I think is jacksonyoungprofessionals@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Is there a phone number somebody can call?
Yep, they can call. They can just call me at my number is 517-917-7832.
Uh-oh.
I know. Now everyone's got my cell phone number.
I did that last time, Karen.
Well, you know, everyone's got my cell phone number now, so we'll see how many calls I get bombarded with and if I have to change my number.
You'll live through it. Hey, thanks for coming out.
Thanks so much for having us.
Good luck, October 27th. Remind Steve Patch the Blues won the Stanley Cup.
All right.
Oh.
All right, I'll let him know.
Thanks, guys.